immigrants have some difficulty, and I was typical first-generation immigrant and had the typical first-generation difficulty. But on top of that, my mother insisted that we were really smart kids and talked the school into putting us both, my older brother and myself, putting us into the school system probably 2 years ahead of where we should be. This was ultimately a problem socially, not a great thing to do to a young kid, especially myself, who was kind of a slow developer adolescent-wise. I felt good about it, but I also felt bad about it as it was happening. But it is what happened. So I was not a great scholar, so I didn't know what I was doing or why I was doing it or whatever.
Were you swimming at that point?
I was swimming at that point. But, you know, I was a scrawny little kid, so... But luckily, at that time, competition was organized into A, B, and C weight classes, and that worked because I was the smallest, could compete well in my class. So I would say I got some good self-esteem from the swimming that I did, even though I was a scrawny little kid and not also 2 years behind, you know, so...
Yeah.
Scrawny for my age and then 2 years behind. So relative to my peers, I was the runt of the group, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it was the old days, even in Los Angeles, and you could ride bikes and go places. And I rode my bike to school every day and would go meet friends and places.